70, Chapter 3, Georgia's Legislative Branch. Chapter Preview, Terms. Bicameral, Constituent, Census, Apportionment, Redistrict, Quorum, Caucus, Bill, Amend, Treaty, Monopoly, Veto, Appropriate, Budget, Revenue, Fiscal Year, Line Item Veto. People, Speaker of the House, President of the Senate. Page 71. A legislature is sometimes called the first branch of government. Why is it considered first among equals? The reason is that we have to start somewhere to establish order, and that somewhere is with the laws. Before the executive branch can carry out laws, and before the judicial branch can interpret laws, there must be commonly agreed upon laws. These laws are rules that take the form of statutes, acts, ordinances, code provisions, and other provisions that are created by lawmaking bodies. In this chapter, you will look at the work of the legislature, the General Assembly of Georgia. What types of laws does it pass? Who are the legislators who represent their fellow Georgians? How are they chosen? What does the Georgia Constitution say about their duties? How do they organize their work so that proposed legislation is studied, discussed, and written in its final format to become law? Page 72, Section 1, Membership of the General Assembly. As you read, look for the qualifications for members of the General Assembly, how representation in the Georgia House of Representatives and Senate is determined, terms, bicameral, constituent, census, reapportionment, redistrict. The General Assembly is the lawmaking body for the state of Georgia. It was formed in 1777 and thus is older than the United States Congress. Today, Georgia has a bicameral, two-house body, consisting of a House of Representatives and a Senate. The House of Representatives has 180 members. The Senate has 56 members. Qualifications for legislators. At the time of the election, a legislator must be at least 25 years old to serve in Georgia's Senate. A young person who has not yet graduated from college can serve in Georgia's House of Representatives. The minimum age for serving in the House is 21. Each legislator must be a U.S. citizen and a citizen of Georgia for at least 2 years. Each must also have been a legal resident in the district he or she represents for at least 1 year. Legislators receive a modest salary, as well as reimbursement for expenses they incur while working on legislative matters. House members and senators serve 2 year terms of office. There is no limit on the number of terms a legislator can serve. The entire membership of each body is up for election or re-election at the same time. That election takes place in November of even-numbered years. Page 73. Equal representation and apportionment. Each member of the Georgia House or the Senate represents about the same number of constituents. A constituent is a person in a legislator's district. The idea is that persons living in all parts of the state should have an equal voice in the lawmaking process. Lines drawn for each election district don't necessarily follow county or city boundaries. Some districts are much larger in land area than others. Seats in the General Assembly represent people, not land characteristics such as mountain ranges, coastal regions, or rivers. Page 74. Deciding how many constituents are represented in each district is handled through a mathematical step called apportionment. Here is how it works. For the Georgia Senate, the Georgia population is divided by the number of seats, 56. The resulting answer is the number of Georgians each senator will represent. For the House of Representatives, the population total is divided by 180 to determine the number of constituents each House member will represent. The state's population is determined by the census, the official count of the population of the United States, which is conducted every 10 years, 2010, 2020, and so on. People move from place to place over time. For example, a county in rural middle Georgia may have lost population because some of its residents moved to a nearby county where a manufacturing plant opened up new jobs. Therefore, every 10 years, the Georgia legislature redistricts, that is, it redraws the boundaries of the voting districts to account for population changes. Obviously, the boundary lines for the Senate districts will be different from the boundaries for the House districts. Do you see why? At the same time that the legislature reapportions the election districts for the Georgia General Assembly, it also redraws the voting districts for Georgia's seats in the U.S. House of Representatives. Legislative sessions. The Georgia General Assembly is a part-time legislature. It was designed to be a citizen assembly, with its members holding other jobs and returning to their home communities after the session ends. A session, meeting to conduct business, of the General Assembly is limited to 40 days. It begins on the second Monday in January and ends sometime around the end of March. Page 75. This may be confusing. How can the General Assembly convene, begin its work, in January, adjourn, formally end its work, 3 months later, and still call it a 40-day session? The answer is that the Georgia Constitution allows the legislature to adjourn any regular session to such later date as it may fix for reconvening. For example, the legislature usually begins its session, meets for at least 5 days, and then takes a recess for a week so that its members can study the proposed budget and be prepared to vote on it when they come back into session. Neither the House nor the Senate may adjourn during a regular session for more than 3 days at a time without coordinating with the other chamber. Reviewing the section. Number 1. Define. Bicameral, constituent, apportionment. Number 2. What are the two houses of the Georgia General Assembly? Number 3. Why is it important for voting districts to be equal in population?